1E. Exercise 4A. Page 18. Recording 1.
Hi, Bill. Why are you not in class now?
Hey, Steve. Mr. Wood is sick, so we can all leave early today. What about you?
I have a dentist appointment. I hope the bus comes soon, though, because it's in half an hour.
I'm sure it will. Anyway, do you have any plans for the weekend?
No, but I want to get out of the house at some stage. I can't stand being at home these days.
Really? What happened?
Well, my older sister Laura returned from college recently, so I had to give her my bedroom and move in with my brother Greg, who's also older than me. The problem is, he still acts like the room is his only. For example, he doesn't let me play rock music on the CD player, and his clothes take up nearly all the space in the wardrobe.
And is he very messy too?
That's the biggest problem, actually. He's the complete opposite. He even insists I take off my shoes before coming into the room.
Really, it sounds like you need to talk about this to your parents.
Recording 2.
Do you suffer from bullying? Well, you're not alone. According to a recent survey, around 70% of American high school students suffer from bullying at some stage. And that number could be higher, because many students are too ashamed to report it. But there are steps you can take to avoid being the victim of bullying. The trick is to get inside the mind of a bully. And according to experts, what a bully wants more than anything else is attention. Sometimes this is because the bully is not getting enough attention in his home environment. But whatever the reason, the result is that bullies often pick on students who seem to be stealing the attention away from them. Therefore, victims of bullying are often students who are a little different. For example, students who act or speak differently from others. So, one piece of advice for victims of bullying is to blend in with the crowd. Having an individual personality is important, but acting normally could help you avoid being the victim of a bully.